In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of today speaks about two different ways. Each way starts with gate and leads to destination, and there are some people who walk in this way. The first way is the difficult way, and the gate that leads to this way is the narrow gate, and very few are walking in this way, and the destiny or the destination is eternal life. There is another way, which is the broad way. And unfortunately, many are walking through this broad way. The entrance to the broad way is a wide gate, and this way leads to eternal destruction. And the Lord actually today is putting before us these two options. And it is our choice to choose which way we will walk into. The righteous person will enter through the narrow gate. Means what? Entering through the narrow gate. The narrow gate is not only narrow in the width, but also it's narrow in the height. If you visited some old monasteries in Egypt, and if you have a chance to visit some old cells, you will find that the gate into this cell is both narrow in the width and also in the height. So every time the monk enters his cell, he has to bow down. So entering through the narrow gate means humbleness, means self-denial. As the Lord Jesus Christ told us, if you want to be my disciple, deny yourself, carry your cross, and follow me. One of the major obstacles that prevent many people from walking with Christ is the ego. That's why the first step is to humble yourself. God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. So humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up. So entering through the narrow gate means, number one, humbleness. As the Lord told us, learn from me, because I am humble and of contrite heart. Also, when you enter through the narrow gate, you cannot carry many bags with you. It's difficult to carry many bags while you are entering through the narrow gate. What are these bags that we need to get rid of before entering the narrow gate? As you heard in the gospel of last Sunday, do not worry about what you eat and what you drink and what you wear. Unfortunately, there are three bags that we carry with us all the time. And these three bags prevent us from entering through the narrow gate. And in the parable of the sower, the Lord Jesus Christ said about these three bags are the thorns that choke the word of God and also choke the person himself. What are these three bags? Number one, the worries. Number two, the riches. Number three, the pleasures of the world. You cannot carry these bags while you are entering through the narrow gate. You need not to worry to get rid of the worries. Don't worry about the morrow. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And God knows that you need all these things. He takes care of the birds of heaven. So definitely He will take care of you. Get rid of the bag of the love of the riches of the world. Love of money is the root of all evil. It is difficult for those who love money to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Learn from the Lord Jesus Christ, although He is the source of all riches, but when He came to our world, He became poor. Get rid of the love of riches. Don't trust in the money, but trust in the Lord. Also, the pleasures, as we read in the letter of St. Paul, in the last day, in the last days, people will be lover of pleasures, lover of money, and lover of themselves, instead of being lovers of God. Seeking after the world pleasures can be a big obstacle in our salvation. That's why, if you want to enter through the narrow gate, you need to get rid of these baggages. You cannot carry them and enter through the narrow gate. Get rid of the pleasures of the world, love of money, and also get rid of the worries. Trust the Lord. Don't worry about the morrow. Another point about entering through the narrow gate. Don't choose for yourself what is convenient, but choose what is right to do. Many people in their life, they make decisions and choices based on what is convenient for them, not what's right to do. And we have the example of Lot and Abraham. Lot chose what's convenient for him. City that has a lot of riches, a lot of pleasures. Although this city was also had a lot of sins, but he didn't care. He chose what was convenient for him. And what was the result? He was torturing himself day and night, living among the wicked. Not only that, but he lost everybody. He lost his wife. He lost his children, except two daughters. He lost all the money that he collected there, because he made wrong choice from the beginning, based on what is convenient, not on what's right. Entering through the narrow gate means to choose what's right, even if it's not convenient. Let me give you an example. From our life here, think about fasting. Why people not to fast, choose not to fast? Except those who are really, really sick. If you think about it, there is no good reason not to fast. There is no good reason for a person to choose not to fast. Except he is choosing what's convenient, not what is the right thing to do. And the purpose of fasting is to develop self-control, to do what's right, even if it's not convenient. You may tell me, but it is not convenient to fast. I spend all my day outside. Yes, I agree with you. It's not convenient, but that's what's right. So, if you want to enter through the narrow gate, when you make choices and you make decisions, choose what is right, not what is convenient. Choosing what's convenient makes us also choose sinful lifestyle. Many times, to do what's right means to resist, to struggle, to get into trouble. Maybe if you lie, you think that you will avoid trouble. But if you say the truth, maybe you will suffer. So, what are you going to choose? Joseph's righteous. If he choose the sinful lifestyle, he would live a convenient life, luxurious life. But he said, no, far be it from me to commit this great wickedness and sin against God. And he chose what's right, not what's convenient. And the price was too high. He was imprisoned, but he didn't care about this. I will do what's right regardless, even if I will be imprisoned. That's entering through the narrow gate. One of the challenges when you enter through the narrow gate, you will find very few walking in this way. Many people get confused when they see the majority not walking with them. So they start to doubt their choices, and they will question themselves, are we only the right people? Are we only those who follow the right faith and the right teaching? Yes, that's what the Lord told us. Very few, not only actually will walk through the difficult way, but as the Lord said, very few who will find the way, who will find the gate. Because without the Holy Spirit, even you cannot find the gate. So don't let Satan cast doubt in your hearts when you find yourself among the few, not among the majority. Remember, only 3 persons were saved from Sodom and Gomorrah. Only 8 persons were saved during the time of the flood of Noah. Very few will walk. Yes, it is a narrow gate. Yes, it is a difficult way. But the good news, this leads to eternal life. So, now you have a choice. Either to choose to enter through the narrow gate and to walk through the difficult way, and then you will enjoy the eternal life, or to choose the wide gate where there is no restrictions. Do whatever you want to do. Make your choice. There is no rules. There is no constraints. You will find the majority walking in this way, but those who choose the broad way and the wide gate, they will suffer eternally in the lake of fire. That's why the psalm of today, about the narrow gate, open to me the gates of righteousness. The gates of righteousness are the narrow gate. I will go through them and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord which leads to eternal life, through which the righteous shall enter. Let us choose to enter through the gates of righteousness, so we may find inheritance with all the saints in kingdom of heaven. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.